Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
The thing the AVB speaks of has come to pass. What is it? What is that which has come to pass? I will read it. Isaiah 40, verse 10. It says, behold, the Lord God will come. That scripture has come to pass. It is fulfilled in the man, Tommy L. Hart. Amazing. The Bible speaks of the coming of God, and that has actually come to pass. It has happened. It's a done deal. God has come. God is here on the earth with men. That is big. That is newsworthy. That is noteworthy. That is truly amazing. Let's look at what it says in Genesis. To the end of the book of Genesis. It says that here in Genesis 48:21, it says, God shall be with you. God is with you, the people. God is here on the earth with you. God is here on the earth with me. That's Genesis 48:21. Genesis 50:24. God will surely visit you. God is here with men on the earth. Genesis 50:25. God will surely visit you. These statements, Genesis 48:21, Genesis 50:24-25, and Isaiah 40:10, have come to pass. Again, God is here on the earth with men. Just as he, or just as Scripture has called for him to do so, it is done. God is here on the earth in the person of Tommy L. Hart. Now, as I said before, and I say it again, and I move on, that is big news. Because you may turn a deaf ear, or others may turn a deaf ear to this news of God's coming that does not do anything to the greatness of what has come to pass. That does not make what has come to pass not having come to pass. It has no effect, or no effect on it. God is here. And I know that that is great news, that is amazing, that is an amazing deed that is done by God. And no one is going to make me think differently. Your behavior does not negate the presence of God. That is great news. God has come. Men call for God to come in the Bible. That's why those statements that I read earlier are in the Bible. God has been called to come. And God has answered the Bible call. God has come, and men are still playing church. Still playing church. God has put forth his word. And with that, I'll go into the topic, which is Bible rightness. Biblical correctness. To be biblically correct. To be Bible right. That's the goal for men. That's the goal that is set for men. To be Bible right or biblically correct, what does that mean? What must you do to be Bible right? I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, am biblically correct. I am Bible right. The one thing that the Bible has called for me to come, I have done that. So my coming is a Bible right deed. Bible right. In that, God's coming, the call for God to come is in the Bible. That means there are those who have been expecting God to come. The call for God just didn't up and put itself in print. Men did that. Men called for God. God was expected to come. God has come. Yes, I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, am biblically correct in my coming. I am biblically correct in my word and my acts. The Bible itself says the word of God is right. The word of the Lord is right. I am Bible right. I am biblically correct. Now, for you to be Bible right, let's see, what does Bible right imply? Bible right implies you are familiar with what the Bible has to say. That is, if you say you are biblically correct or you are Bible right, you are saying you are well familiar with what the Bible has to say and its crucial content. There are those who did not know that God was prophesied to come. The word of God has been put forth, sent out. Men now, all men now, have access to the word of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Speaking to familiarity with the word, with Bible content, being Bible right, one must know what the Bible has to say. That it, the Bible, says is right. Keep in mind, not what your church claims to be right. Not what your preacher or anyone else claims to be right, but what the Bible claims to be right. What does the Bible say? To follow God is right. Knowing who God is. God is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Bible says, if the Lord be God, then follow him. The Bible itself says, the Lord is God. In one statement, it says it twice. It says, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Not a God, but the God. And that is God with a capital G. If you are following the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, then you are Bible right. Now, what does the word follow here mean? Follow there means to accept the authority of. To follow the Lord means you accept his authority. And also, follow means to obey. You not only accept God's authority, you obey God. That's what it means to follow the Lord. And who is the Lord? The Lord is Tommy L. Hart. I want to say this. You know, old saying, that a coin has two sides, a train travels on two tracks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are black people who shut out the word of God. I mean the real God. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. They may turn to my program, hear me speak a word or two, and then move on to something else. Or even when I'm talking with some people, they'll tell me, well, I don't want to debate. I'm not going to get into it. I don't be debating. And I say, we're having a conversation. We're not having a debate. You express to me what you believe and think, and I in turn express to you what I believe and think. We're not debating. We're having a conversation. But this I found. Black people, my people, black people, do not know what the Bible teaches. And this is before my coming in, before I began to teach publicly. Okay? Black people, as I've taught before, have been mistaught concerning Bible content. Black people are in, this is what I found at my coming. Black people are in a state of deception. The Gentiles, alias white people, have given black people a false belief. Therefore, I found black people to be in error. Error is believing a thing that is not true. Black people, many of them, say they believe in Jesus. Well, Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a fictitious character. Back to the two tracks and the coin of two sides. Some will just stop a conversation just because they hear something that they have not heard before. What if I stopped my learning as I studied the Bible and examined Bible content? What if I stopped just because I saw something that I did not know before? Black people, as I said, were given false information concerning Bible content. You should hear this information which I present. How can you make an intelligent decision if you don't hear both sides of a thing? To have only that knowledge which the Gentiles gave you and gave to black people when black people were their slaves in chains. That is the information that caused black people to this very day to be in a state of deception. I come and present the truth of Bible content to black people, and not just black people, but to all people. But in dealing with black people, speaking of black people, I present the truth to black people. I put the truth out there for black people to have access to and to take advantage of the information here, to be Bible right. The Bible says, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of coming from the Lord when he comes. Well, the Lord has come in Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart is putting forth this word. You should hear it. To hear that which I teach is to be Bible right in that point. The Bible says, consider the work of God. The works of God can be considered from Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster program, the archives of Lawmaster. Even as I'm speaking now, you are told to consider the works of God. Hear the word of God. But the Bible does not stop there. Or I ask you, are you Bible correct? Are you Bible right? Are you biblically correct? If it doesn't stop there, it goes on. It says, be not hearers only, but doers. I tell you what to do. That's also in the Bible. The Bible says of the Lord, when he comes, he will tell you what you should do. How good are you at following instruction? Sure, the Bible is a law book through and through. In that law book, the Bible, the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, there are instructions, legal instructions. Remember, the Bible is a law book through and through. So not just instructions, but legal instructions. You are under the law that has to do with the people and their God. You are under the law. I have read the law many times on this program. You can go to Lawmaster's archives and hear the law. You don't have to go back that far in the archives, but you can hear the law from Lawmaster's archives, Blog Talk Radio. The law is just a, you know, can be, it can be said about the law that it is a group of legal instructions telling you what to do. Are you Bible right? Are you following the Lord, Tommy L. Hart? Are you hearing the word? Are you considering the word that has come from Tommy L. Hart? That which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said for you to do, are you doing it? If your answer is yes, then you are Bible right, biblically correct. If the answer is no, then, of course, you are not biblically correct. You are not Bible right. You don't get the law from your church. You don't get the law from the church. The church does, the Christian church does not teach the law. I've spoken on that. Study Lawmaster's archives. I have given you the law. I have given you all things. You are instructed from the Bible that when the Lord comes, he will tell you all things. Have you considered all things that have come from me, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? Are you Bible right? If you are Bible right, you have considered all things. And you have accepted the conclusion that comes from all things, that Tommy L. Hart is the God. He is the Lord God. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is he which has given the people light, knowledge. I've given the people the knowledge of my presence. I've given the people all things. I've given the people the law and other things. You are instructed from the Bible to receive the law from the mouth of the Lord when he comes. Have you received the law? Are you walking in accordance with the law that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has given you? If you are, you're Bible correct. You're Bible right. You're biblically correct. If not, you are not biblically correct. If not, you are not Bible right. The Bible expects you to be Bible right. Following the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, accepting the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, obeying the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, walking in accordance with the law, the people's law, the law called Moses, which the Lord Tommy L. Hart has given, accepting of all things, which the Lord Tommy L. Hart has given, accepting and abiding by the conclusion that has come from all things, that the Lord Tommy L. Hart, he is the God. The Lord Tommy L. Hart, he is the God. God is the Lord which has given the people light, knowledge, the knowledge of his presence, the knowledge of all things, the knowledge of the law, and other things as well. If you are Bible right, you are doing that which I say for you and put forth for you to do. Does truth mean anything to you? The Christian church has given you lies. God, the one the Bible has predicted to come, and he has come. God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, gives you truth. God answers the Bible question which asks, what is truth? The Lord God Tommy L. Hart answers that question. The Bible asks, who is God? The Lord Tommy L. Hart has answered that question. The Bible asks, who is the Lord? The Lord Tommy L. Hart has answered that question. The Bible asks the question, where is your God? Black people, where is your God? I say that again. Black people, the Bible asks, where is your God? I answer that question. Your God is here in Tommy L. Hart. God has come as predicted, and he has come forth. Are you Bible right? Are you biblically correct? Have you accepted the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? Are you obeying that which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, has set for you to do? The Bible says, have faith in God. Do you have complete trust, confidence in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? You can. God is reliable. His word is reliable. That's what the Bible says about God. That's what the Bible, to make it real clear to you, that's what the Bible says about me. Okay? The Bible does not tell you to worship something you call God that you cannot see. The Bible's God is a person. A person. The Lord God will come. God will surely visit you. How? He will come in the form of a human being, just like you. And that is so. the Bible tells God to present himself in the form of a man. I am a man. It tells God to be on the earth. I am on the earth. Present yourself as in the form of a man on the earth where we can see you, hear you speak, not a spirit, but a person. The Bible says this, black people, there is only one God. Christianity teaches three in one, Trinity. Who do you believe, the Bible or men? I've shown that Christianity is an evil outfit, evil institution. Remember, it was the Christians who enslaved, who history tells us enslaved black people. It was the Christians. Who are the Christians? The Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? Many of them operate under the alias of white people now. White people. White people is not a race. White people is an alias used by the Gentiles. They'll even, some will even go as far as to tell you black people that you are Gentiles. What a lie, what a lie, what a lie. But the Christians are liars. Huh? They are liars. I've shown that to be so. The Bible teaches that. Black people, don't be lazy. Do as the Bible says. Consider my information. Hear the word of the Lord. Consider the works of God. My works, my writings, my programs, my episodes. Consider the works of God. These things a spirit cannot do. Okay? The Bible, the AVB's God, has come as expected, as called for, in the form of a man. The Bible says about me, this man is the great power having the designation of God. That's a statement the Bible makes about me. This man, not this spirit, this man is the great power of God. What does "of" mean in that statement? It means having the designation of. This man is the great power having the designation of God. God is a great power. God is a man. The man that is God is a great power. That's the Bible. The Bible is the authority on God. But what Bible? The AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. That is the Bible that the Lord, your God, uses. The AVB. Also called King James Version. Authorized Version Bible. The book which God uses. Are you biblically correct? I urge you to be biblically correct. To not follow me is to be out of the way, out and away from the right way. I present to you the way, the right way, the way of truth. The Gentiles, as I speak to black people, the Gentiles, black people, have given you a false belief. I teach that you may be delivered from your state of unlearnedness and ignorance. There is no glory in being ignorant. There is no glory in being deceived. I come to undo that which the Gentiles have done to you. The Gentiles have deceived you. I seek to deliver you from your state of deception. Whose side, black people, are you on? Are you on the Gentile side, or are you on the Lord your God's side? You're on one or the other. There is no middle ground. There is no fence to walk. There is no fence to straddle. You're either on the side of your enemy, called so in the Bible, the Gentiles, or you are on the side of God. To be neutral is to be on the side of your enemy. The Gentiles have said, he that is not against us is for us or with us. From the Gentiles' purview, you are either against them or you are with them. In the Gentiles' purview of things, there is no middle ground. There is no fence to walk. There is no fence to straddle. Are you Bible right? And get this. These are instructions from the book called Holy Bible. Do you get that? The Holy Bible says, if the Lord Tommy L. Hart be God, then follow him. And then it says, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, he is the God. The Lord Tommy L. Hart, he is the God. I have to tell you my name. The Bible says Lord because they did not know the name of God. So when the Bible says Lord, I apply my name. God is the Lord which has given us light. God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord which has showed us light. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is the God. I have to apply my name. God has to tell the people his name. And his name is asked. In the book of Psalms, they say to God, show thyself. Make yourself known. Identify yourself. In the book of John, it says the same thing, essentially, just different words. Show the world. Show thyself to the world. Identify thyself to the world, God. Okay. Here I am. I am the God, Tommy L. Hart. So God has, and he is expected to, give, provide his name. The Bible speaks about the name of God, the name of God, but it didn't have it. God was to, what, provide his name for the people. That's what I've done. And that's what I do. Black people, your Jesus is a fictitious character. Why so? Because the character called Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those four books are called the Gospels, the four Gospels of Jesus. The four Gospels concerning Jesus, Gospel, another word for gospel is truth, the truth concerning Jesus. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the character Jesus is a fictitious character, not a real-life individual. The Gentiles told you Jesus is real. They tell you to this very day, Jesus is real. Can you read? Can you read? I said that good and clear. Can you read? The Bible's God is a man which, when scripture was being written, the man had not come. The man was not there. Let's put it like that. The man was not there. But when the man comes, when God comes, what? He makes the fact known, and he makes his name known. The Bible tells you to turn to the Lord your God. Black people, can you follow instructions? Will you follow simple instructions? When he comes, turn to him. Listen, the Bible says, praise the Lord. How can you praise something that you can't see, can't hear? It doesn't talk to you. Don't tell me about a spirit. Because you can ask one person what the spirit says to him, and he or she will say one thing, ask another person or other people, and they'll say things totally different. That's confusion. That's not real. God was called to come in the form of a human being, and that's what has happened. That's what has come to pass. God has come in the form of a human being, in the person, in the man, Tommy L. Hart. Do you believe the Bible, or do you just believe the lies that the Gentiles told you, black people? Because they certainly lied to you. I mean, and the Bible tells you that. Study my archives. Listen to my archives. Listen. Listen to my archives. Hear the other side of the coin. See what's on the other side of the track. Only then will you be able to make an intelligent decision, black people. In the days of old, the Gentiles forced black people to say they believe in Jesus. Now black people just say it. But where did they get that from? They got that from the Gentiles. They got a lie. They got a lie from the Gentiles. I'll come that you might know the truth. And by knowing the truth, be delivered from your state of deception. The Bible says, in this clear instruction, follow God. The Bible says in clear, easy to understand words, hear the word of God. Hear the word coming from the Lord. Doesn't say coming from your preacher. It doesn't say coming from a spirit. The Bible's God. The Bible talks about a human being who is to come, and it calls that human being God. Black people, I urge you to turn to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and be Bible right. And turn to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, your God, and be Bible right. There is no other way to be Bible right. Christianity teaches a bunch of lies when compared to Bible. I've done the work. The Bible tells you to believe the works that have come from God. That's what it tells you. It says in John, believe the works. Whose works? The works of God. The works coming from God when he comes. He has come, I am here, and my works are on Blog Talk Radio. Lawmaster. Lawmaster's Archives. Come up to the truth, people. Come up to the truth. Come to the Word of God. Come up to the Word of God. Hear the Word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Consider the Word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Receive the Word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Accept the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Obey the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. And in doing those things, you will be Bible right. To serve God is to be Bible right. To worship God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, is to be Bible right. To praise the Lord Tommy L. Hart is to be Bible right. You praise any other, you are not Bible right. You worship any other, you are not Bible right. The Gentiles still have you in deception, black people. Turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I say again, turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. One more time. Let me say this. I want to say the words, black people. Black people, turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and be Bible right. Till next time.